Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician, first a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students, and later as a Clark County commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights, and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out. It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
time is running out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Live and local now, Kevin Wall with you. Great to have you with us on this this very special Thursday. Normally at this time, we'd have Wayne Allen Root on by phone from his palatial estate in Anthem Country Club. But today we're doing something different. He's going to come in studio, but he's going to come in at 10:30. And I'll find out what he thinks. The Republicans say, even Susan Collins and Jeff Flake, the FBI investigation and the results that we saw, they were thorough, they were fair. We have not yet heard from Lisa Murkowski. My guess is we'll hear from her later in the day. Mitch McConnell says, let's vote. And they'll vote on a procedural measure to move forward with it, to end debate tomorrow. With the final vote, the confirmation vote on Brett Kavanaugh coming on Saturday. Now, you've seen the testimony. Many of you, I'll bet you there are some out there that have watched most of the 30 hours of testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The 12 or 13 hours of testimony during the special additional Dr. Ford, Judge Kavanaugh portion of the hearings. And I'll bet you some of you have seen the comments of Chuck Schumer and Dianne Feinstein and Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley, and you've seen that today. I want to find out from you, is it time to vote? Now, I will tell you, and to me, it is horrifying, but not surprising, that the Democrats are doing exactly what Mitch McConnell said they would do, and that's move the goalposts. That now it's not enough for the FBI report to be out, because now they're saying, now they're saying that, well, it's not enough. I want to go to cut four real quick and give you an example of how Democrats are moving the goalpost. Now the question is not, is he qualified? which he obviously is. But the question instead is whether Brett Kavanaugh is too much of a partisan. This is the latest. This is from Chuck Schumer questioning Brett Kavanaugh, not on his ability or his knowledge or his temperament, but on his partisanship.
This debate, this nomination, Mr. President, Mr. President, is about whether Judge Brett Kavanaugh has the character, the credibility, the impartiality to serve on the nation's highest court. In order to be an effective judge at any level, you need to be impartial. You need to be dispassionate. We don't ask our judges to be perfectly neutral, but we can't tolerate judges who are nakedly partisan either. Judge Kavanaugh himself has said that most obviously a judge cannot be a political partisan. Those are his words, but that's just what he has shown us he is in his long history and now in his recent rant. The testimony Judge Kavanaugh prepared for the judiciary last Thursday, prepared testimony, this was not just on the spur, this showed who he was, and it was steeped in partisan resentment and acrimony. He tried to implicate sitting senators in a calculated and orchestrated political hit job. That's what he said to the senators he was being interviewed by. He denounced left-wing opposition groups who don't have close to the power the hard right has had in pushing our Republican colleagues around to rush this nomination through. But we don't hear about them. And then, topping it off, he portrayed the recent allegations against him as revenge on behalf of the Clintons. I dare say that Dr. Ford didn't have the Clintons on her mind once when she wrestled and struggled with whether to come forward. It's an absurd charge. Absurd.
Well, we're getting down now to where it's more about the math. We're getting to the point. Now, I can promise you we are not done. Somebody will come out of the woodwork and claim that, I don't even know what it would be. Remember how when this nomination was first announced, and I said, I'm gonna make bank on this, that there will be a hashtag MeToo allegation made against this man. Even though he is portrayed as pure as the driven snow, there will be a hashtag MeToo Hail Mary allegation. And I was proved right. You didn't hear this anywhere else, on national radio or any place else. You heard it right here. And it turned out I was right. And I'm gonna give you more. I honestly believe there will be more hashtag Me Too allegations will be made. Well, wait a minute. We surely need to reopen the investigation with these new last minute allegations. This is such a crock. It is time to vote. But I want to find out from you what you think. Do you think it's time to finally vote? Are you satisfied that this FBI investigation has been fair? Even-handed? Let's find out. Let's go to your phone calls. Go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Kevin, does a United States senator still have any power left in this country?
As a one of 100 members, yes.
Oh, we would like to think so, and we as a people grant them that. Yet I've never seen such bureaucracies and lawyers under congressional subpoenas withholding. But that's a different. I want to stay on topic.
Yeah.
5 minutes after our president nominated Kavanaugh, the schmuckster was on the podium, and I quote, "By whatever means, whatever it takes necessary, I will stop this nomination." And I know your listeners heard that. Whatever means.
Yep.
And there's an entity. It's called Marxism. The ends justifies the means. Kevin, these Democrats, they get me so furious I can't talk to you anymore.
There you go. I know. I understand. I totally get it. We'll get to more of your calls. I've just freed up a line. So if you want to sneak through, you can. 1-844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if you think it is game over. Do you think it's game over? Do you think we have finally seen the end of this effort to resist? I don't think so. I think between now and tomorrow, and certainly now and Saturday, maybe it will be Me Too allegations against members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. I don't know. I really honestly don't know. They don't have the votes. It looks like Susan Collins and Jeff Flake are going to, vote with the Republicans. Again, anything can happen. We don't know about Joe Manchin or Heidi Heitkamp. Heidi Heitkamp, did you know Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota is down something like 14 points in her reelection race? 14 points down with just a few days to go until early voting. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844-2-NEVADA. It's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stick around. The program is live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did give me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Hey, I got a question for you. How would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by as much as 60%? I said 60%. Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. ReduceMyAC.com has come up with a new smart motor from Fridgewise. It runs at variable speeds to keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. It could save you tens of thousands of dollars a year. Give them a call right now. They're waiting for your phone call. 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501, or check them out at ReduceMyAC.com. I told you we kind of jumbled the schedule a little bit because this is a momentous day, and I wanted to give you adequate time to talk about what's going on in our nation's capital. Brett Kavanaugh looks like, and again, keep your fingers crossed, knock on wood, that he will be confirmed on Saturday as the next Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court. A guy that's been following this, and a guy that's got a new, like a guy doesn't need more platforms. He's got a new platform. He is Wayne Allen Root War now, and he joins us in studio. You, of course, a lot of people know you. They listen to this radio station. They hear you from 3 to 6. They see you on Newsmax. And by the way, call Cox. Tell him you want Newsmax, please.
So you can get Wayne Root. That's why you want to call Cox.
Exactly.
Say, my favorite Vegas guy is on. Come on.
Exactly. But now your column in the RJ is going national. Where are you going to be finding the time? You got a book coming out. Where do you find the time, my
friend? Well, actually, this doesn't add any time to my life. All you do is take the column you write for the RJ after it's edited by the RJ editors, and then I immediately send it to Creators Syndicate. And they put it up on their website for every newspaper editor in America to look at and decide if they want it. And it's a case-by-case basis every single day, every single week.
And by the
so
way,
it doesn't take me any time. I've already written the column.
You are joining a bunch of A-list columnists across the country. Talk about who some of these people are.
Well, you think I remember my own press release? I don't know. Walter Williams and Armstrong Williams and who else? Ben Shapiro, and I don't know, all the big ones, all the big Thomas Sowell. Thomas Sowell. Just all the great ones I've read my whole life in the newspaper.
And you're right there with them.
Yeah, and in the RJ, actually, Deborah Saunders, and I think it's Michael Ramirez, the new cartoonist who's nationally syndicated. Deborah Saunders is nationally syndicated. So the RJ, our little Vegas town, has three nationally syndicated columnists, if you want to count a cartoonist as a columnist. In their newspaper. It's really quite unusual. I don't think there's very many papers in the country that can make that claim. And of course, we have on this station, KBET, Wayne Root as a nationally syndicated radio host and a national TV host. So, I mean, Vegas is doing okay, man. And by the way, I'm very proud of something. In the entire United States of America, I think there's 6 or 7 million Jewish people in America. I'm the only Jew who has national radio, national TV, and national syndicated column. The only one, and certainly the only one who supports Donald Trump and the Republican Party. There is no, there are other big Jewish people. Michael Savage is Jewish. Mark Levin's Jewish. Ben Shapiro's Jewish, right? But Dennis Prager's Jewish. But they each have just radio or just TV. Or Ben Shapiro now has national radio and a national syndicated column, but he doesn't have TV. I'm the only one who has all three.
So congratulations.
That's something pretty cool to say.
And you haven't even talked about, And we haven't really talked about in the last couple of weeks, and now that we got you for an extended period, you've got new stuff that's going back into sports.
Yes.
Talk about that. I'm fascinated
by this.
Well,
I think you only know
because that's where I first knew you.
Yeah, you only know one of the two. You're about to hear a second one. I'll make the announcement right here. It's big.
Uh-oh.
Making it on Kevin's show before my own show. So, well, actually, I did it last night on Newsmax TV. I mentioned it. And so, therefore, it was automatically on the radio. But you're the second one in the world to hear about it. So, first of all, you know I went back into sports handicapping, and
exactly.
I've raised a bunch of money, and I'll be all over the airwaves, you know, touting my picks there for a new website that'll be unveiled, hopefully, by November 1st. But one thing I don't think you know about is that CBS Sports Television has hired me to be the host of a new fantasy football show that starts this Sunday. This Sunday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on CBS Sports
Network.
How do you
do it?
Nationwide.
You fly to New York? You fly
to
LA?
No. We tape it in a $7 million mansion in Las Vegas.
Wow.
We rent that mansion for the next 4 weeks. And hopefully beyond that, we keep renting it. And so the next 4 weeks are set in this one location. But it's a beautiful mansion here in Henderson, Nevada. And not mine.
Is it your house?
No, no. Come mine's on. Not worth $7 million.
Yeah, we'll charge him rent, too. I'll make money off both ends of this deal.
And so we tape it every Sunday for the following Sunday to air. So this Sunday's was shot last Sunday. I already did one episode. And it's what's really cool about it is, look, I'm 57 years old. And, you know, the hostess on the show with me is like a 28-year-old beautiful blonde. And all the contestants are like 20 to 25-year-old guys. And then you have 57-year-old Wayne Root chosen to be the host of the show. That makes me the oldest. I got to be the oldest host on national TV in the United States of America with two shows, both a sports show and a political show. And I'm 57. I don't know if that's ever happened in the history of Hollywood. Are there guys like Bill O'Reilly, say, or Sean Hannity, who have been on TV for 20 years and they became 50-something on the air? Yes. Has anyone gotten a new show at the age of 56 last year on Newsmax and 57 this year on CBS Sports Television? No. Nobody.
I just want to know when you sleep, because I don't think you do. I think you're like Trump.
Sleep isn't the answer. Working out's the answer. You got to stay young, and the only way to stay young is to eat healthy and work out. And, you know, my show is sponsored now by Synagenics.
It has
the big clinic in Vegas, but all over the United States they have clinics. And Synagenics has changed my life. I mean, I don't know if you could see. I look in the mirror. I watched my pilot.
You look about 25.
And I didn't look that way only 4 months ago.
Yeah.
4 months ago, I was starting to get a little worried. They did the test. I work out 2 hours a day, right, 4 months ago. And I go in and I have the test. It's an 8-hour comprehensive exam. I had to give up my entire Saturday. And with a bunch of doctors poking and prodding and blood tests and get on the treadmill with oxygen masks on and check everything. Do as many push-ups as you can in 1 minute, as many sit-ups as you can in 1 minute. And I thought, well, for a guy who works out 2 hours a day, I must be in the best shape for every 50-plus-year-old in the world. Well, they found all kinds of problems, including prediabetes, including insulin resistance, including high cholesterol. And they said all of them were just starting, and they weren't bad, but in 5 years, they would have been bad. I did a blood test 2 months later. They reversed everything.
Wow.
I feel like a new man. Thank you.
You look great, man.
Synagenics. Thank you.
And by the way, folks, when you see him on TV, you will swear up and down the guy looks 25. We'll talk about the news of the day.
Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh looks like he'll be confirmed, but we don't know. And Chuck Schumer is saying, the FBI didn't do a complete investigation. Anybody surprised by that? Stick around. More to do as we continue. It's Kevin Wall, Wayne, Alan Root, live and local now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. We are so honored to have in studio War Now. I love it when he comes in studio. And get eye contact. It's a lot more fun than doing it on the phone.
Isn't it great that I live in Vegas?
I know.
Homegrown.
A national icon who actually lives in Vegas.
And by the way, I didn't mention that press release. I left out who are the other people that are nationally syndicated ad creators. I mentioned a good friend of mine, Armstrong Williams, and Walter Williams, who I've never met. I didn't mention Dick Morris, who's a good friend of mine.
Yep.
I didn't mention Michelle Malkin, who I've spoken with at many events, alongside, I should say. Pat Buchanan, who I've actually never met in my life. Love to meet him.
Great guy.
Thomas Sowell and Judge Andrew Napolitano, a good friend of mine. Great guy. Sent me a congratulatory email just yesterday. So national newspaper syndication for Las Vegas' own Wayne Allyn Root. A lot of fun.
I love it. I love it. I want to get you to the news of the day. The news of the day is pretty good so far, knock on wood. Brett Kavanaugh survived the FBI investigation. And I guess we don't know what's in the report, but Republicans are saying it was thorough and fair. Democrats are moving the goalposts and saying, well, they didn't even interview Kavanaugh or Dr. Ford.
Doesn't matter. It's
inadequate.
They didn't have to interview him because they were under oath in front of the United States Senate. They gave their interviews. Everybody else needed to be interviewed. But look, I predicted all of this. My predictions have been, you know, very close to 1,000% for the last 15 years. Actually, since 2004, I predicted George Bush would beat Kerry in the closing days when every poll should carry up by 3 to 5. So, and I called it by 30 to 35 electoral votes, and he won by, I think, exactly 35. So I've been on the money for about 15 years now with one bad prediction. I said Obama would lose to Romney, and that was my only bad prediction. And that's
But he should have.
He cheated.
Yeah.
He cheated. He used the IRS to destroy conservatives like me and kill all our enthusiasm and go after every GOP donor. I've met 100 people who said to me, you are so right about the IRS and Obama, because I gave a check for $2,500 to Romney, and within 3 weeks, I had an IRS notice for an audit at my door, and I've never had one in my life before or since, just after giving a check to Romney. So they went after thousands of donors all over the United States. They cheated to win that election. But anyway, I digress. My stuff is always on the money. I've been wrong a couple times. You know what else I was wrong about? I can think of two times in 15 years. I predicted Judge Roy Moore would win Alabama before I knew that 12 women were going to come out and say, you know, he was like a pervert who molested me when I was 15 years old. I don't believe any of them were telling the truth. I believe that was a hit job, but it doesn't matter. That came out. But I was the guy who predicted he'd win the primary, even though Trump endorsed the other guy. Remember Strange? Didn't he endorse Luther Strange?
Yes.
And I predicted Trump's wrong on this one, and Roy Moore will win, and that'll be a cakewalk to the Senate. And, of course, I was right about the primary, but wrong about the Senate, only because of extenuating circumstances. So I've been wrong twice in 15 years, and I've been saying all along Kavanaugh's in like Flynn because he's going to get Heidi Heitkamp's vote and Joe Manchin's vote, or they're both done. They have zero chance of being reelected in West Virginia and North Dakota if they vote no. If they vote yes, I think they still both go down. But they have zero chance
if they don't know. Heidi Heitkamp's down 14 points in a poll yesterday.
And what do you think that means? I know what it means. It means we are winning so big. It's going to be such a red storm in November because of, not just Trump, because of Kavanaugh. The letters I'm getting from my column that was in Real Clear Politics that was all over the country on Sunday, hundreds and hundreds of letters from women who, I swear, they all said the same thing. I'm a lifelong Democrat, I'm a Catholic mom, and I'm never voting Democrat again. That could have been my son. They've overreached so bad, the Democrats, they have no idea what they've done. They've killed themselves. You know, I keep putting hashtag Democrat suicide on my Twitter. Hashtag Democrat suicide. You committed suicide over Kavanaugh. You look like nuts. You look crazy. I just sit around laughing all day. Wait a minute. All right, so here's the deal. Someone had a beer and threw an ice cube in a bar at the age of 19, and you don't think they could be a Supreme Court nominee now?
That's disqualifying.
Boys went to parties, and there were girls in bathing suits, and maybe even some sex went on. Oh, my God? Really? I mean, compared to Ted Kennedy, hey, baby, I'm a U.S. senator. I'm drunk. Let's go die. You know, I mean, he murdered Mary Jo Kopechne drunk driving, and didn't just murder her as a drunk driver. She was still alive and abandoned her, let her drown. You were a filthy piece of scum, Ted Kennedy, and they called you the Lion of the Senate, and they loved you. Democrats loved you. You know who else drank as a teenager? Forget about now drinking as a senator. Who was the biggest druggy, alcoholic loser that ever lived in high school? Because he wrote about it in his autobiography. Obama! You can't be a Supreme Court nominee because you drunk and went to drunken parties. Obama bragged how he would have like an entire case of beer before he even went to class in high school. Obama bragged about snorting cocaine.
And did you see, though, the president in Mississippi a couple of nights ago said, hey, go to your computer, go to your laptop,
yes,
and go Pat Leahy.
Leahy, yeah.
Pat Leahy. Slash drink.
Drunk.
Yeah.
He said drink, but it's really drunk because the guy's a drunk. And it's not just him. It's everybody. Oh. What do you think Cory Booker does in the secrecy of his own little closet? You kidding me? And you know what else is rude that gets me mad? Everybody knew. It's the worst kept secret in all of D.C. Everybody, well, no one knows for a fact, but everybody thinks they know or thought they knew that Lindsey Graham was gay. I always knew that, but I never said anything about it. And as long as he was...
Is he?
Well, I'm not there to verify, but Bill Maher said on a show just the other night, you know, Lindsey, go back to your dead boyfriend, John McCain. You're lost without him. Everybody knew that he might be gay or seemed like he was gay, but no Republican dared say anything about it. I don't care if you're gay. It doesn't bother me at all. But he was never on my team, and still I said nothing. The minute he left the McCain, Soros, stabbed Donald Trump in the stomach and then the back team and became the biggest friend and ally of Donald Trump ever, the left starts screaming out loud that he's gay and laughing about it on Bill Maher's show. And it just shows you, if I did it, they'd call me a homophobe and a racist and a bigot and a horrible person. You guys hate someone because they're gay and Republican? Really? I don't. I'll go give a speech tomorrow to the Log Cabin Republican Club.
Yeah.
I love you if you're gay and you're a Republican. I think you're great, and I want to recruit all of you. It's the Democrats that are racists and bigots and homophobes and vicious people. Terrible, terrible people.
Okay.
Lindsey Graham's now my hero. Do you think I care if he's gay?
And by the way, we should feel sorry for this guy because for the second time in about a year and a half, he's had to change his cell phone number.
Right. Well, they
because they gave it out again.
Yeah. Terrible.
Trump did it.
Terrible.
Trump gave it out. Remember, he gave out the personal cell phone.
And he never should have done that. And he never should have done that either,
by
the way.
But he did.
Never.
And it was
that.
Funny. And to this day, Lindsey Graham laughs about it.
Yeah, I just would never give out anyone's personal cell. See, I'm not a vicious person. You know, you read my columns, and I suppose I'm pretty anti-liberal, anti-Democrat. That's different than taking it to the next level, which is giving out someone's address.
Yeah.
Vicious is words. You know, oh, that guy's a liberal. That guy's a commie pinko. Vicious is not giving out their home address.
But vicious is going to trailing a politician to a Washington, D.C. restaurant.
That's the
walking
worst.
Into the restaurant,
terrible.
Confronting their
awful.
Table in the middle of everybody else's table.
Awful.
Ruining the moment, the ambiance, if you will.
And feeling threatened, I would assume.
Exactly.
I would feel like your life is threatened. And so, you know, I'll put out a warning right now to every liberal in Las Vegas. Come near my table. If I feel threatened, I will stand my ground. You got to see, I'm not a wimp like Ted Cruz. I love Ted Cruz's politics, but Ted Cruz ran out of there like a little baby. Wayne Root.
No,
will,
but they all do.
Yeah. Wayne Root will never run. Never run.
No, but Jeff Flake in that elevator.
Jeff Flake. Well, Jeff Flake's a snowflake. What can I tell you? That doesn't surprise me, but Wayne Root will stand his ground.
No,
believe me.
But But even Jeff Flake, that deer in the headlights look.
Yeah.
Like I wish I was anywhere else but here.
You mean the elevator scene?
Yeah.
No, listen. I'm convinced that he coordinated that scene. First of all, he takes money from George Soros, and he's been at George Soros events. Him and Coons of Delaware, Democratic Senator.
Oh, yeah, Chris Coons.
Were at George Soros event over the weekend, and they were joking about the women in the elevator. He set that up with them. One of the women was an illegal immigrant. Can you imagine an illegal alien? That's a better term, actually, because they're really not immigrants. I love immigrants if you're legal. If you're illegal, you're an alien. You don't belong on my ground. And an illegal alien was allowed in the United States Capitol building to get right next to a U.S. senator? Really, how would that happen unless he invited them in the first place? It was a setup. It was a George Soros, Jeff Flake setup. And Jeff Flake, I know what he's doing. He's auditioning for CNN or MSNBC. He's leaving the Senate. He's hated by his own party. He's hated by every Republican in Arizona. And now he's going to become a left-wing commentator at CNN or MSNBC and act like he's a Republican because they'll always put next to his name
Republican Senator. Yeah.
Just like that guy, I think it's Steve Schmidt who used to run the McCain campaign.
Yeah.
He goes on TV, I'm the greatest Republican that ever lived since day I'm 3 years old. I was handing out literature for Barry Goldwater. He went on TV with Rachel Maddow, and he said, Wayne Root, he's a disgusting person, and he's a racist.
I remember that.
He's a horrible human being, Steve Schmidt, and he doesn't deserve an R next to his name. He deserves an F next to his name, and you know what I mean by that.
Well, and I will tell you more than that, between him and Anna Navarro, they ought to change the lower third chyron to former GOP strategist.
No, Rhino. No, just Dash Rhino, Republican in name only, never or never was a Republican. N-W-A-R. N-W-A-R. NWAR never was a Republican, ever.
It is so good to have you in studio. I always love it when you wander in studio, get out of your palatial.
Kavanaugh's in, and I'm predicting a giant Republican win in November. We're all energized, and we've got all the intensity and all the motivation, and every man in America and every married woman who has sons. See, Democrats thought, well, if you have a daughter, you're going to be on the side of Christine Ford. But what if you have a son and you say, oh, my God, my son's at college and he had sex with a girl. She wakes up the next morning and doesn't like him because he breaks up. But she immediately goes, I was raped. And there's no evidence. It's her word against his. Should your son be burned at the stake? All of this is ridiculous, except this was a step worse. He didn't even have sex with her. I didn't even think he was ever in the house with her. He was never in the room with her. She made the whole thing up.
His calendar says he wasn't even in town.
So clear she made the whole thing up. She's
Wayne, it's so good to see you. Congratulations. You. And by the way, the book that's going to be coming out?
Let's not even talk about it yet because it's called Trump Rules, but I don't know the date it's out yet.
I don't know when to tell you.
I'll let you know when it's out.
But Trump it's Rules.
It's finished. Yeah, it's finished.
I love that.
But there's more work to be done. They come back to you. There's months of editing back and forth.
Oh, there is.
So it could be January, February. It could be delayed till May. We're kind of in the middle of deciding that now. So
to be continued. We'll to be continued.
But the column, you can read newspapers all over the United States starting October 15th by Wayne Allyn Root.
I just love it. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, joining us. You can hear him every afternoon, 3 until 6. You can see him on Newsmax TV at 5 o'clock every afternoon.
And you know who started all this? All of this?
Who?
Well, in a way, it was Donald Trump, because I grabbed his coattails. And in a way, it was Edward Stolz, the owner of this station.
Yeah.
Because Ed gave me my first job on the radio 6 to 7 at night, 1 hour,
one
Monday through
hour.
Friday, and it changed my whole life. And from there, it all boomeranged. Thank you, Ed Stolz.
Great man. I love that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday. We are inching ever closer to the weekend as we continue. Oh, by the way, I'm gonna tell you some news about Civics 101. And why we should be teaching it in our schools. Apparently we're not, because people don't know. They can't even pass a citizenship test on civics. Yeah, I'm talking about you and probably me. We'll do that more coming up. Live and local now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. I've got some startling news. The problem is, it's probably not going to surprise you. Did you know that just a third of Americans can pass a multiple-choice U.S. citizenship test? 72%. Man, this is scary. This is according to the Woodrow Wilson National Fellowship Foundation. Among the embarrassing errors uncovered by this survey of questions taken right from the U.S. citizenship test and conducted by Lincoln Park Strategies, 72% of respondents either incorrectly identified or were unsure of which states were part of the 13 original states. 24% could correctly identify one thing Benjamin Franklin was famous for, with 37% believing he invented the light bulb. 12% incorrectly thought World War II General Dwight Eisenhower led troops in the Civil War. 2% said the Cold War was caused by climate change. I'm not making this up, folks. This is the Woodrow Wilson National Fellowship Foundation. The foundation did the survey to make the point that Americans need to brush up on American history, on civics. Most people, you ask them who their congressman is, CD3, CD4, etc. They can't tell you. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you because I've been out with Americans for Prosperity in years when we were back in the day when we were doing voter reg. We were registering voters out in front of an Albertsons near you. And you'd ask them, who's your member of the assembly? Do you know? They had no clue. No clue. You'd ask them questions like, well, who's your member of Congress? Do you live in CD3 or CD4? Blank look on their face. They had no clue whatsoever. By the way, according to the foundation analysis, only 13% of those surveyed knew when the U.S. Constitution was ratified, even on a multiple choice exam. Most incorrectly thinking it occurred in 1776. More than half of respondents, 60%, didn't know which countries the United States fought in World War II. And despite the recent media spotlight on the U.S. Supreme Court, 57% of those surveyed did not know how many justices actually serve on the nation's highest court. That's scary, folks. And then you wonder why people don't get what's going on in Washington, D.C. All they know is they're disgusted by it. I agree with Wayne Allen Root, who was just on, that we're going to have not a blue wave, we're going to have a red wave. People are so disgusted by what's going on in Washington. So disgusted that I think they're going to punish the Democrats. They wasted so much time and money. And by the way, the money that they're wasting is your money and my money. They wasted so much money. It's just incredible. One of the things we're going to talk about in our next segment is how you can begin to take your government back. Did you know? This is not a Civics 101 question, but it's something you ought to know. Did you know that early voting begins on the 20th of October? Yeah. We're at what? The 4th of October. 16 days away from the start of early voting. Did you know that? Do not leave it until Election Day on November 6th. I implore you. Too much stuff can happen. And your vote is too darn important. Ask people like Lisa Krasner and Jill Dickman in Northern Nevada. They are people that have lost by a handful of votes over the years. Yeah. So don't let anybody tell you your vote doesn't count. Your vote is vitally important, and that's why you need to get out and vote. And that's why between now and Election Day, we are going to every day, we are going to tell you about early voting and eventually about Election Day. Because that's the way we're going to take our country back. That's the way we're going to take our state back. Did you know there were 41 bills that passed the legislature last session, vetoed by Governor Sandoval? Say what you will about Governor Sandoval. He's a rhino. He's not one of us. I get that. I don't trust him. He let ESAs die. I put that squarely at his feet. But he did veto 41 bills. All of them, by law, have to come back to the legislature in the next session in 2019. Coming up, Richard MacArthur, Assemblyman District 4. He's running for re-election. Also, Jim Marchant, I think, is going to wander by. And we're going to talk about why this midterm election is so vitally important to our state, to our families, to us. We'll get to that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us as we continue live and local now. An important voter alert for anyone who doesn't want Nevada to turn into California. If you want to protect your gun rights, your parental rights, even your rights to use a plastic straw, check out Dennis Hoff. Dennis is a conservative small businessman running for the Nevada State Assembly. He signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge and is dedicated to making Nevada, Nevada again. Check him out at DennisHoff.com. That's DennisHoff.com. Paid for by Friends of Dennis Hoff.
After Adam Laxalt and Harry Reid refused to lift a finger to help me and my family while we were unjustly incarcerated for 2 years, I decided it's time to take our fight to Carson City. We need a governor who will defend the rights of all Nevadans. As governor, I fully support constitutional carry because the Constitution is the only document we need to carry our guns and protect our families. Adam Laxalt opposes constitutional carry. If you support constitutional carry, text Bundy to 53445, paid for by the Governor Bundy campaign.